Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning on a Tuesday. I hope everybody had a good Memorial Day weekend, whether you got out to Lake Des Mettes for the fishing derby or did something else over the holiday weekend. For those that had yesterday off, as I did, enjoyed a three-day weekend. And right now I got Mark Smith with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce with me. Mark, good morning.
Morning.
Do you enjoy your holiday weekend as well?
I did. You know, it's funny. You love those three-day weekends until Tuesday morning.
Right.
It's like double Monday or something today. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of bittersweet because you have to go back to work, but, you know, for part of the morning, I'm thinking it's Monday. Then, hey, it's Tuesday. I've only got 4 days this week.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, but you only have a four-day work week. So
that's
okay. So, yeah.
It's all right.
So.
Well, we're going to talk about a few different things here with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. The one is the Dueling Piano Show, and I've been hearing quite a bit about this. Some people are excited about it, and you know when they first hear about it, like dueling pianos, well, you know, one guy plays a little music, the other guy plays a little music.
Yeah,
but that's kind of not exactly what it is.
And it's one of those things that's hard to explain. I really recommend you go on Facebook or on their website, which is duelingpiano.com. And take a look and watch some of their videos, because if you go there thinking you're just going there to listen to music, no, they get you involved in it. So
and they make a whole show of it.
Yeah, oh yeah. They said you know, go on and read some of their testimonials or whatever you want to call them. So how great they have them. There was a town the other night, population 139. They had 350 people show up.
Really?
So I don't know how that works, but so apparently some people from out of town came over to see it. But it's a blast. These guys just do a super job getting the crowd involved. Obviously, there's adult beverages, beer, wine, and liquor for sale.
That'll bring people out.
Oh, yeah. Up in Smoke's doing the food. So, you know, the food.
That'll bring people out, too.
That's going to be really, really good. So, you know, it's we'll also have some auction items. So you can come out and look at what we've got for sale out there. And they're going to be doing some silent auction stuff. So it's going to be a fun, fun evening. You don't want to miss out. And it's $50. Take your lady out, do something that you don't always get to do in Buffalo, Wyoming.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to have something new that comes through, something exciting, like you mentioned. It could be a date night or whatever you want it to be. And so when is this show?
It is Friday, June 15th.
Okay.
Doors will open at 6. Dinner will be at 6:30. And show is from 7 to 9 p.m. So it's a good 2 hours worth of fun. And you have dinner before that. And obviously, they've got the silent auction items.
Now, for people that wait until the night of the show, it's $60 to get in, right?
It's $60, yeah.
But if they get those pre-sale tickets, they're just $50.
That's right. But if you're taking your lady with you, you're saving $20. So get your tickets early. And because once we hit the 150 threshold, it's ticket sales.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, we're sold out. So,
okay.
So there's a chance we could do that. Keeping our fingers crossed. And also, if you're a corporation out there, a business, you want to buy a table, we have some corporate sponsorship things available and things for those folks, too.
And so where can people get tickets? At the Chamber?
Yep. Call us.
All right.
Call us, or you can go on Eventbrite and get them.
Okay. And one more time, for people that want to kind of check this out beforehand on Facebook and in the website?
Facebook, duelingpiano.com is the website.
Okay.
And they put in Dueling Piano, Fun Pianos on Facebook.
Fun Pianos is actually the name of it, right?
But what
it is a dueling piano.
Yeah,
show.
You know, and it's kind of hard because there's a group out there that does dueling pianos between two different piano guys. If that's what you're looking for, this isn't it.
Okay.
This is you know, you're going to hear everything from AC/DC, Garth Brooks.
Wow.
That kind of stuff. They do it's amazing their list of music that they play.
AC/DC on the piano. I want to hear that.
Yeah, you know, isn't that, I mean, but it's crazy, but they get the crowd involved. Obviously, the videos that you see a lot of youngsters. Young people, so it's something you can bring your family to.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like a great time. And again, if people want pre-sale tickets, call the Chamber. They're $10 cheaper than if you get them at the door, just $50 right now. So get those tickets early. And you said 150 tickets, and that's it.
That's it.
So get your tickets early, because that's coming up on the 15th?
Yep.
15th of June.
Yep. And that will be here before you know it.
It will. It creeps up really quickly. We're already going to be into June this week.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're, a little less than 2 weeks away from Father's Day.
Yep.
And then the Dueling Pianos show. And before you know it, it's 4th of July and kids are back in school.
Cool. Yep.
It goes by real fast.
Yeah. We have a quick fair and then that one big event that people like to talk about.
Oh, yeah. So. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a moment. But one of the other things you got coming up, Crazy Days.
Yeah.
What's going on with Crazy Days?
July 27th and 28th. We've got some folks that are working on it. There's going to be some new surprises this year.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. But the one thing I wanted to talk about real quick about that is we are not blocking off Main Street this year. So we are blocking off a section of Fetterman where there's going to be some booths and different things for sale. So so there's going to be a lot of opportunity. We're trying to make it a citywide event. Okay. You know, we got a lot of businesses on Hart Street and Fort Street. So we're hoping that they'll join in and do some things there to help with Crazy Days with sales. But it's basically a big two-day sale for our local businesses. Get it ready for summer. Get rid of the stuff that they had left over. And hopefully people get some really great bargains.
Well, you know, and one of those things you mentioned is that there's Hart Street, Fort Street, and Main Street. You've got a lot of businesses on it. Sometimes it's hard to incorporate all of them because, you know, once you get down Fort Street, which is where we are here at the radio station, and down Hart Street, you know, you get all the way down Lake Dashing. Now you're really spread out if you're trying to do something. Have you guys talked about trying to get something going where everybody's
involved? We've talked with a lot of folks. I'm actually headed to a conference today in Lander. And one of the meetings I'm attending while I'm down there is with some different cities that have similar issues that we do with those kind of things. It's funny. One group wants to talk to me about how we get people downtown because they can't. So they have the opposite problem that we have. It's something that we've talked with. You know, having been here 8 months myself, it's one of those things you get out and talk with people. A lot of people want to see that happen. It's just figuring out the logistics of it.
It can be tricky. And I'll tell you this. Yeah. I know you weren't. Well, maybe you were here at that time if you've been here 8 months. Last year around Christmas time, I believe it was sometime in December, they did the Fort Street Stroll.
Yes,
and
they did.
Businesses here on Fort Street came together and kind of got that going a handful of years ago, and it's kind of built a little bit and actually had a great turnout this past year. But, you know, those are some of the things they were like, hey, we want to get involved in something because everything's just downtown. Understandably, you know, downtown is obviously the spot where you have most things, but it's kind of nice to see some of these things branching out.
It is, you know, and they did a really great job with that particular event because it worked.
Yeah.
So it can be done, you know, and it's just getting the right idea and the right people. You know, we have, you have a big event like Longmire, for instance, and even as many people as we have come to town, the majority of that happens downtown. So
they want to park once and then just walk around.
Well, and don't get me wrong, we're not trying to take things out of downtown, but we're just trying to expand out to.
Sure.
So, you know, we want all our members of the chamber to benefit. And obviously we have some on those other streets. So we're trying to figure that out. We have a new business, you know, on Main Street, but way at the other end. You know, it's a diesel shop. But, you know, how do we help them, you know, draw people in? So so those are some of the things that we're working on and kicking some ideas around. And as time goes along, we're going to get those folks more involved and do some brainstorming and figure out ways to get them involved. And this Crazy Days is another one of those things. But people tend to, when you go shopping in Buffalo, where do you go? So
kind of depending on what you want. If you want food, you can go a number of different places.
Exactly.
You want something to go fishing with, you're probably downtown at the sports lure.
Sure. Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see how that all comes together. I know, as you mentioned, sometimes when you start something new, it takes a little while to get it going. That Fort Street Stroll last year wasn't the first year. They did this for a handful of years before it really, you know, caught on and got big, and they got more businesses involved. I know DJs and Adder's Furniture were two of the biggest that they got this thing going here on Fort Street a handful of years ago. And as you mentioned, last year they had a great turnout for it. I talked to everyone that was involved was happy.
Right. And, you know, whether it's a chamber event or not, some days we feel like we have too many events at the chamber. There's only three of us there.
Yeah.
So it gets hard to run two and three events, especially when you back them up month after month. So but we support what they do over there, and we're trying to figure out ways to help them with that.
Yeah,
and that's what it comes down to.
And I think you explained that great. You guys are spread pretty thin over there, and there's a lot of events for the chamber, and it's nice to see other people just kind of, hey, throw around ideas, come together, get something going, and it becomes a success. So,
yeah, it does.
It's nice. Also, you mentioned Longmire Days. Of course, Longmire Days coming up this year. The main actors that have been here every year for the past 5 years are going to be back again this year.
Yep.
Walt, Matthias, Ferg, Nighthorse, Bob. I believe those are the five that are six. I missed somebody.
There's seven actors coming.
There's seven, so I missed
seven
a couple. But they're the same ones that are here every year are going to be back again this year, which is nice. Some people I know were worried about that with the show having ended. But I think it's going to be another great year for the event.
Yeah, I think it is. And, you know, one of the great parts of Longmire this year, I know people always have this concern whether they, you know, because it's always been in July. This year it's in August, 10th, 11th, and 12th. But we're not the same weekend as the fair or the music festival. So now you've got three events that are going to benefit Buffalo instead of having two on the same weekend. And let's face it, I mean, Longmire fills up hotels in one day in the community. So it makes it tough for that other event. So it's going to be interesting because I think you're going to see, I don't want to say less people, but, you know, you're going to have just the Longmire people here on Longmire weekend and the music festival folks here on that weekend. And I think that's going to benefit the community as a whole in the county. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I would think as far as the Longmire turnout itself would probably be maybe the highest it's ever been, just based on the fact that people are, if they want to come meet the actors, which is the biggest draw, they get to come meet the actors because where else, and one of the guys said it last year, what other TV show has their own festival? But the actors show up, and so people might be wondering now that the show's over, is this the last year, not only of Longmire, but even if Longmire were to go on, would the actors come back? So I think you're going to get a big turnout because people want to meet Walt.
We are, and you know, we've made some changes to how we're doing Longmire this year. For those of you that are familiar with it, I mean, we're charging upfront. Go on Eventbrite, get your tickets. That $10 gets you into the softball game and the street dance. So you're getting a value out of it. We're not just collecting money from you. We're not doing auctions this year. There's been some issues with that in the past. There are going to be some auctions. The chamber's just not going to run them. So if an actor wants to have an auction and auction things off and give that money to a charity, they can do that.
Okay.
So we're paying for the event through ticket sales. And obviously there's some adult beverages a couple of nights that we work with on too. And that's how we go about paying for it. I think there's a misconception out there, and you and I've talked about this too, that people think we make millions of dollars off Longmire. We actually lost a little over $3,000 last year.
And put in a ton of work.
it is, you know, and trust me, I look over in Jennifer McCormick's office some days, and I think I'm going to see a skeleton sitting over there because this is her baby. She really takes ownership of it. And then our other Jennifer Mangiapane is busy doing.
We just hired a new Jennifer today.
I know. I am surrounded by Jennifers. There's Jennifer Beerline's also helping us with Crazy Days, you know, and I could keep going on and on. Jennifer Johns, you know, there's a bunch of Jennifer. We should have Jennifer Days. We should have a
Jennifer
festival
days,
for Jennifer
there you
Days.
Go.
So, but no, it is. It's so it's been. I don't want to say a struggle, but, you know, when you change things, people don't. Most people respond to it in a positive way. We've had a few that haven't. But it brings a lot of people to town. And when you talk to a lot of local businesses, it's a busy weekend for them. But it's, for as one person said to me, Mark, it's a necessary evil.
Yeah.
So, yeah. As far as the future of it goes, in talking with Craig Johnson and some of the people involved, Robert Taylor right now is committed to keeping this going. Craig himself is. I think it may change how it looks moving forward with the show not going on, and I think a lot of it will depend on whether they do some of these movies that they're talking about doing.
Well, and what else they do outside, you know, they're going to want other acting jobs moving forward, so, you know, maybe some of them get caught up in something and they're not able to make it anymore.
Well, you know, we've got one local business here that wanted to do something, and we said, well, we got to check with the actors, and that was 3 weeks ago, And the actors still haven't gotten back to us. You know, Robert Taylor just got back to the States. He's been filming in the South Pacific something. So, you know, it's not like you just call these guys up or send them an email.
And shoot them a text. Hey, Rob.
They respond. Some of them you can do that with, but not all of them. So getting things changed. I mean, the schedule's changed about 8 times so far.
Okay.
So my guess is we'll have a few more changes before August actually hits.
Sure.
Hopefully we're getting it narrowed down, but... You know, we want local businesses to benefit, so we're trying to, it's moving people around to different places and things during Longmire. That's tough. So.
Well, one of the things you mentioned is that people think the Chamber gets rich off the event, and you mentioned you guys actually lost a few $1,000s last year. Now, I would imagine for most of the businesses around here, they do very well that weekend. But as you mentioned, you know, you guys are shelling out to fly all these actors in and do all this stuff. I can see how you come up a little short.
A lot of people don't realize that we pay to put them up. We pay to fly them here. It's not like they just show up on their own dime.
Sometimes the Chamber buys a ticket for Lou Diamond Phillips and he doesn't use it.
Well, and I can explain to you a little bit why that. With Lou Diamond Phillips has a contract with his agent, he gets so much money for doing autograph sessions. The amount of money that it would take for us to bring him here.
Yeah, a little too much.
We can't afford to do it.
He's big time.
He's
big time.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
No, Lou Diamond Phillips has done a lot of things going back to, you know, Young Guns, which is still one of my favorite
movies.
Well,
a lot of people, you know, it's not a knock on him. It's the way his contract the way his business is set up. So it's hard because I think deep down, I'm sure we would love to be here.
Yeah,
but
we still love you, Lou.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, but it's hard to get him here. So.
Absolutely. Well, so that's Longmire again. It's been moved to August, the weekend of the 10th. So don't forget that. Also, speaking of times, you guys have new summer hours over at the Chamber.
We do. Matter of fact, Thursday, the Visitor Center opened out on Highway 16. And so there, it's open and going out there. We've got three different people that are working it down a little bit from the 8 we had last year. But we're still open from 9 to 6, 7 days a week. And the Chamber office is now open from 8 to 6, 7 days a week as well, the other visitor center. So, and it's amazing, but we have seen a big, huge uptick here the last 2 weeks and people coming to town. So, and if anybody happened to be out this end of town yesterday about 5 o'clock, a lot of people coming down the mountain.
Yeah, I bet.
So, yeah. So.
I'll bet. It was, those holiday weekends, people like to go camping, whether you're out at the lake for the fishing derby or up on the mountain just getting away from people.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're trying really hard to get people to stay 2 days here.
Yeah.
And that's a good goal for us. You know, we're close to that on an average, so we'll see how we do this year. But I can tell you, just looking at the numbers, it's looking good right now, considering this was Memorial Day weekend, but pretty much we're in summer mode now at the Chamber.
Yeah. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start to summer, right?
So yeah.
The summer travel season, at least.
Well, and you and I, you know, we both did a little fishing this
right.
weekend. We were
That's
talking.
Right.
So starting to be those summer things that you want to do. And it's great.
Absolutely. And we'll touch on something here before we wrap it up. A new festival that's kind of in the planning stages, and you got some meetings coming up?
You know, we had our first one the other day. We're trying to build something. We're going to take Oktoberfest. We're not going to make Oktoberfest go away. We want Oktoberfest to be a part of a new festival. We've had John, the BDA, and his folks are looking at doing something. We're trying to get the ranching community involved, and we're trying to get KC involved. And we're trying to build something around Johnson County Heritage, the museum, and all these folks, and have a festival built around that. You know, it was amazing. I just met with, I was just at IPW down in Denver, and I was down there for 6 days. I met with people from China, Japan, but the two groups that I met with from Spain and France went nuts over Buffalo because we have a Basque community. So, you know, this festival will include something around, you know, the Bass families and things as well. So my guess is this isn't going to be a full-fledged festival to really start until 2019, but we're starting now. We may add a few things to Oktoberfest this year. There's been a lot of names kicked around, and obviously we haven't settled on one yet. But this won't be just a chamber event. We're getting a lot of people involved. The Wool Mill, TA Ranch. Obviously we're going to try to talk with Occidental and a lot of businesses. So we want this to be a community event. We want it to draw people in. I mean, we've even kicked around the idea of running sheep up and down Main Street. So, and then of course the cattle guys might want in. So maybe we run sheep one day and cattle the next day. So
you know, it's funny. I did get caught behind a cattle drive once in a while out here, and it's coming from somewhere else. For me, it's funny when I'm up on Highway 16 and there's signs that say "slow down, cattle drive in progress,"
yes.
And you see some guys on horses and about 200 cattle down the highway.
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting sight.
Well, and the only thing because I've had that happen to me too. And, you know, as long as you're not that idiot that pulls up there and starts honking, right, trying to go fast,
right,
you know, those guys are pretty patient with you.
Yeah.
They understand. They're going to let you go through and drive through. And
sure.
So want to be careful. You don't want to take a cattle out because he can leave a pretty good sized dent on you if he gets
mad.
Yeah,
I think the cattle's going to hurt you more than you're going to hurt
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. So.
All right, we're talking with Mark Smith, Buffalo Chamber of Commerce, all the upcoming events. Don't forget about that dueling piano show coming up on the 15th. Get your tickets for $50 right now at the Chamber. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always great talking to you.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And keep it tuned, KBBS.